Welcome to AM Best Audio.
J.D. Power has published the release for the 2024 U.S. Independent Agent Satisfaction Study, which measures satisfaction for property and casualty insurance independent agents with insurers based on six factors. Developed in conjunction with the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America, the study evaluates the evolving role of independent agents in P&C insurance distribution, general business outlook, management strategy, and overall satisfaction with personal lines and commercial lines insurers in the United States. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and here to tell us more about the study is Stephen Crudson, Senior Director of Insurance Business Development at J.D. Power. Stephen, welcome. It's great to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Hi, Lori. Great to be here. Thank you.
Stephen, we mentioned the study measures satisfaction for P&C insurance independent agents with insurers based on six factors. Can you tell us a bit about each of those factors and why they were chosen?
Yeah, absolutely. So the six factors that we use to measure the overall satisfaction that the agent has, the independent agent has with the insurer they're evaluating in our study include the quoting and underwriting process, which I think is fairly obvious why that's important to independent agents. You can think of the ease of quoting, all the things that surround quoting and the underwriting experience agents have are very important to them. The claims experience. So when an agent is involved in a claim, that's obviously important to the agent to help their customer with that claim. The product offerings and risk appetite of the insurer. So if the insurer has a broader set of product offerings, especially in this environment, risk appetite is showing up as more important as insurers are kind of pulling back on some of their risk appetite. Those that are finding ways to help agents write policies are seen as having a better relationship with agents. The overall servicing of policies. So independent agents want to feel assured that the insurer is going to provide a good service experience to the customer. When the independent agent recommends an insurer to a customer, their own name is on the line, right? So I recommend to you this carrier. Part and parcel with that is that the carrier is going to provide a quality service experience to the customer. The support and communication experience. So how much does the insurer support the agency, support their marketing, support their business development, and how well do they communicate with the agency? And then lastly, competitiveness of commission rates, profit sharing, and other incentives. So while one might think that agents are highly, highly motivated by commissions and that those might be the most important factor driving their satisfaction with carriers, it turns out that isn't one of the most important. It is quite important. It's one of the six most important things, but there's four other factors in this study that our agents' survey responses show that those other five are more important in driving the overall experience with the insurer.
So what were some of the key findings of the study?
Yeah, one key finding was that despite all the challenges that the industry faces right now, and if you think about the role of an independent agent, that independent agent is kind of stuck right now between a customer who is seeing historic premium increases and a carrier that is forced to take these rate increases because their profitability is suffering, carriers that are restricting their underwriting appetite, their risk appetite, and the agent's there to try to both advocate for the insurer and advocate for the customer. And they're seeing that both of the parties they work with are having a hard go of it lately. So despite that challenging environment, it was quite interesting to see that satisfaction with personal lines agent relationships maintained steady from last year. And last year was an all-time record in this study of the most satisfied agents were with the carriers based on their personal lines relationships. And then this year, commercial line satisfaction increased, actually, and set a new record in this study for the most satisfied that independent agents are with the carriers they work with from a commercial lines perspective.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Stephen, any surprises in the findings as far as you are concerned?
Yeah, one surprise kind of relates to what I said a moment ago, which is the satisfaction scores. We had never seen in the history of the study that agents were more satisfied with the commercial lines relationships with carriers than with the personal lines relationships. And this year that happened. So on our 1,000-point scale of satisfaction, independent agents overall rate their relationship with insurers from a commercial lines perspective at 781. And the personal lines relationship is rated as a 774. And in all the years we've been doing this work, we've never seen that agents are saying they're more satisfied with commercial lines relationships. It got close 2 years ago where commercial lines was 1 point below personal lines. But historically, the norm is more 10, 20 points behind personal lines. And then for this year, to see that commercial lines relationships are actually more satisfying was a big surprise.
Where do you think independent agents might need to step up their game in this new digital world?
Yeah, this new digital world is offering customers a lot more choices. And you think about one of the findings in our other research that has been surprising, and it relates to this question, is how much customers are willing to download and install a mobile app on their phone to go and quote get quotes for insurance when they're out shopping for insurance. So independent agents are facing more challenges from digital channels. With it used to be, if you would go to a website, you can go get a quote, or maybe go to an aggregator and get multiple quotes. Customers are really changing their approach to digital and increasingly using digital, but all the increase in digital shopping has happened through mobile apps, which I think is kind of surprising that a customer would download an app for an insurer they don't have a relationship with, they don't have a policy with, to go get a quote from them. So agents are going to continue to be facing off against new technologies. And as AI picks up more, I think agents are going to have to remember that insurance is by and large still a people business. And there are things that even the best technologies can't do that an agent can do very well. In many cases, that a customer just needs that advice and guidance from an agent. They need in stressful situations like a claim, they need empathy from an agent that technology just can't provide today. So agents really need to remember that what they deliver that nothing else can deliver is the human side of the insurance experience. And to the extent they up their game there, I think they'll insulate themselves from some of the challenges from technology.
And as for the insurance industry, what do you think the big takeaway is from the study?
The big takeaway for the study is if independent agents are part of your distribution system, just like I just mentioned ago for the agent helping the customer from a human perspective, just remember that these agents are people as well, and that they still value people-to-people relationships. One of the leading things driving up satisfaction in the study is when a carrier sends somebody out to visit with the agency in person. It doesn't happen very often, but when it happens, the agent says they and their peers are much more satisfied with the carrier. They really want to get a chance to talk to somebody. I think about perhaps somebody from underwriting coming to visit and talking about how the carrier's risk appetite is changing, what they see coming in the next 6 or 12 months. That can really set up agents for success. And we know from the results here that agents who feel a closer relationship with the carrier and are more satisfied with the carrier are sending substantially more business to that carrier. So it's really a win-win for the carrier and for the agent to see more of those personal relationships develop.
Stephen, this has been so informative, so interesting, and I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you again.
That was Stephen Crutzen, Senior Director of Insurance Business Development at J.D. Power. And for AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day.
Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.